We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I give the show a follow on Twitter at Danny and Dusty, where we'll link to this article.
I will grab it right now. It's a hard read. I'm not going to lie. It's genuinely a hard read for me.
This is very tough. It's on the Washington Post. The title of it is "Their Top-Ranked Basketball Players and Ready to Cash In." Up next, third grade. Oh, boy. This is the worst day on the web for me. I don't think it's really even that close. It is a profile by Roman Stubbs of two second graders, which I actually, like, I even have a problem, like, saying their names even. Because
the kids? Yeah.
Yeah. Because even though they're in the article.
They're second graders.
Because they are in second
grade.
They're
7 years old.
And basically what their dad is doing is... he has curated a brand around his second grade twin boys.
He's ball brothering these kids at 7 years old.
He's Marv Marinoviching this.
Yes.
And he's taking Marv Marinovich and LeVar Ball and kind of like smashing them together in that. Now it's the training is not nearly as bad as what Marv Marinovich was doing. But the idea that what everything you do is to go pro.
Branding.
That's LeVar Ball for sure. But they have a motto, and it is "Born to Go Pro." It is a line that they're putting out of shirts, shorts, hats. They have
the Jolly Boys is their brand.
Yes, because
it is twin boys.
That is their last name. Their father, Henry Jolly, is
the third,
creating a online documentary.
Mm-hmm.
And he is filming everything that these two young kids do, including traveling like thousands of miles to be headliners at a youth basketball camp.
Which has nothing to do with their skill right now. It has everything to do with their IG following.
And everything is curated for
social
media.
Yes.
And these are second grade kids.
7 years old.
That are 7 years old and... they're trying to exploit name, image, and likeness as children. And why? No, they're not.
Their parents
are. Their dad is trying to exploit name, image, and likeness for second grade kids. There's an article. There's a line in this article that really stands out to me that says, "Everything is part of their brand has been instilled into these kids. They're second graders, man." Second grade children should not have a brand. The child actors, same kind of deal. Like the kids need to be kids, man.
The dad's IG handle is NBA Coach Jolly.
Oh, where does he coach in the NBA?
Apparently not in the NBA. Maybe it's National Bad Actor.
Okay.
Coach? No, I don't know.
Interesting.
Like that. But this, like, and I don't want this to be the thing that turns into, because I think it turned into this with LeVar Ball, was number one, there's the race undertone to it, where it was, you just don't want to see a black man succeed doing it outside the realms of business. No, look, those avenues are there for a reason. Like I have zero issues with, you know, putting two birds up to the sky and telling other, you know, big corporations to get bent. I my aversions to this come to when we're talking about 7-year-olds who haven't really had a choice in the matter.
Or you're putting expectations on them
to go pro at 7 years old,
that they are going to be NBA players when they're in second grade heading into third grade, which should not be an expectation for any child that much, because guess what? What if genetics catch up to them? An injury catches up to them? Maybe.
Yeah, looking at dad, it's pretty easy to see genetics catching up to him.
He is not a tall man. I don't know how tall he is from these pictures, but looks pretty normal standing next to other adults. But you put these expectations on him, and he says, you know, that's part of my strategy. Build up their name, build the expectations up, build their skills up, build their bodies up, so that by the time they go to high school, these companies are going to pay them to play. We want to do that as early as possible. I believe we are going to be the pioneers. Now, there's so many things that are wrong here in those expectations, because what if you don't get to the NBA, or what if the kid says, I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Let's just go
and they get
step
burnt
further.
Out again. It is one thing that if your child loves the game and you're out there and you're honing their skills, as
encouraging
long as
it.
They want it.
Yeah.
And it does appear that these kids want it to an extent. These kids don't know they want to be monetized. They don't know that yet.
They don't even know if they want to be professional basketball players yet, because they're kids. They're going off of what their parents tell them they want.
And that is something that this is where the parents step in, and that's where they take control and it's over the top, is that the kid just wants to be a kid. And if that means a love for sports and wanting to be out there, I'm all for you.
Hell yes.
My kid wants to work. I'm gonna give them every opportunity that they can. This is different because, one, this is exploitation.
It's parent-directed, not parent-reinforced.
And two, this isn't for enjoying a game and getting
a
craft.
This is for money.
It's to make money off of your second-grade kids.
This is another line here that just made my eyes roll out of the back of my head. The Jolly Boys wore branded T-shirts. The front read, none and done. And on the back, the word college was crossed out. The boys have already had their futures mapped out.
Oof.
That is gross.
Yeah.
And I don't care if it's basketball or chess or an astronaut. I don't care what the career is. You don't map out your child's future.
No. No. I just feel bad for the kids, because eventually, like right now, they don't really understand.
Scouting second graders is beyond me, man.
Well, and that's the thing, is that the dad says that he wears T-shirts with the 7 publications that rank his twins among the top second graders in the country. 7 publications that do it is wild. The fact that you're doing it's like a quid pro quo here,
yeah,
of I wear the T-shirt, you rank my kid higher, so people go to your website because we're on Instagram and we have a YouTube channel, yeah, with the kids. And the kids are skilled, man. And that is something that inarguably what the father is doing that is correct. He has incredibly skilled kids,
yes,
for being second graders.
Look at the Bulls. This is very much the same 100%. Situation.
100%. Two that are legitimate NBA players.
And one is an overseas guy. Like,
yeah, and which is a great living.
Yes. As long as you don't get caught stealing stuff from China.
But this is like where you go, and that is it. Like LeVar Ball, he went, and that's the part that was always the criticism, is that.
Well, he crashed and burned because he took it too far. The big baller brand and the braggadocio, like.
And making himself
part
of the show.
Yeah. And that, you know, Lonzo is better than Magic day one, all that stuff. Like that's what took this stuff too far. And again, it tanked up to 11 here. This is insane.
And this is where, you know, one of the quotes, you know, in the article, he said, I honestly believe my sons have started something that sparked every child their age and under to step their game up. No.
Children should not be stepping their game up. They're children.
Yeah. So there we go. And that one is from their mother.
And
by the way, it's not just the dad.
Yeah.
Not
no,
just the dad.
Yeah. 100%. And again, the author here is Roman Stubbs, and it's at the Washington Post. I retweeted it from the Danny and Dusty account. I'll retweet it from my account as well. And the good news is if you haven't like burned through it, you should be able to read this article. It shouldn't be paywalled. It's a tough read, but I highly suggest reading it because there's a lot to process here.
Here's something that I just don't understand is, did the Washington Post find this couple mm-hmm. who is, you know, obviously they're going and kind of grooming their children to be these stars, right?
Certainly.
And they're cultivating a brand, as they mm-hmm. call it. Is anybody else buying and picking up every other kid their age is stepping their game up? Is that something that is widely thought of? 503-250-1080. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
.503-250-1080 is the Fan text line. We're talking about Washington Post article that's up at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. Give her a follow. There's a twin boys who are entering third grade.
Yes.
Just coming out of second grade. They're 7 years old. And their dad is cultivating a brand for them.
Not that it makes it much better, but I think they're nine.
Oh, they're nine?
So they're just hyper old third graders?
Oh. Nine?
No, well, my kid just finished fourth grade. She's 10.
Yeah. All right. The Jolly Boys are, I mean, it is really kind of, everything that they do, from the length of their hair to which their dad is saying that you have to be okay with the
them having cornrows.
Yes, and long hair and wearing like their branded stuff yeah. on the basketball court. If you want to be their junior high or high school basketball coach, my goodness. Like, if
I want my kids to be able to wear their branded stuff on the floor.
Yeah. In like 4 years.
School sanctioned events.
In 4 to 8 years. In the next 4 to 8 years, you have to be ready for that because we're already planting that seed right now. Your text at 503-250-1080. This one says, this is straight up child abuse. What a terrifying human being. Yeah, it's kind
of, it teeters on the edge, in my opinion. It genuinely does, because the way that they're locking them into this and kind of, I mean, stripping away the childhood is kind of crazy.
It is weird, but it's like, is the child in danger, like, physically to harm? No. Emotionally, what will this do in the future? That is a very real question, right? And that is something that you sit there and you say, have they thought about that, about what it means for them in the future?
We talked about this in the break, like the whole idea of how athletes in general are hyper specialized. How many three sport guys are there out there right now?
I don't know, but I wish that people would look around and take a look at the athletes that are phenomenal athletes. Mike Trout, who says, play all the sports.
Yeah.
Play all of them.
So you don't get burned out, because that's the thing, is I think that when you hyper specialize at 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, it's no longer a love of the game thing.
Yeah,
it's a job when you're a child. And now if you love the game so much that you can't be pulled away from it, okay, I get that. But that's one in a million, one in a billion stuff. Like when the guys who have those work ethics.
Have you seen the Mookie Betts highlight? I just saw it. I was watching it yesterday and I could not stop watching it. There's a highlight reel of Mookie Betts running routes, shooting a basketball, dunking, bowling, dropping bombs on the baseball field and making diving catches that just highlight his athleticism. And that is one thing I just wonder, like, what if these kids love something else? And that's a text that we got on the Fan text line at 503-250-1080. Have you seen Baby Gronk, who, I don't know if he's decommitted and committed somewhere else, but I saw that Baby Gronk, a like third grade football player, had committed to Oregon like last year. And kid's a freak. But this said the dad for the kid, Baby Gronk, is using his kid to accomplish what he couldn't. Look up Baby Gronk on Twitter. The kid is like a third or a fourth grader. Another one says that Baby Gronk's dad has openly said he's better at baseball than football, but his dad is making him play football because that's where NIL money is. That's ridiculous.
That's disgusting.
But
that's pimping your child out.
That is.
Serious. That's pimping your child out.
Oh, man. The text, damn you, LeVar Ball. See what you've started, signed high school basketball coach.
There's some truth to that. And here's the other thing. LeVar wasn't wrong. He did have kids who wanted that life. Like he.
And that's where there's a difference, is that that's where if the kid doesn't want to do older. It. That may there's
and,
a big difference.
And that was the thing. And part of the issues that have since kind of gone public is that the kids didn't want the business side of it. They yeah. wanted the basketball side of it. They didn't want the big baller brand. They didn't want to be a part of that stuff. That, and again, that's the stuff that's grossness. A parent encouraging their child and supporting the living hell out of them to go chase a dream, I will always, always be in support of. Pimping your child out and making money off of them, hell no.
No, and that's where I think that is a clear line that is crossed here several times over. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that this is, and I don't think LeVar Ball started this. LeVar, and this
no,
has been happening
recent.
For so long.
Yeah.
It has been trending in this direction slowly but surely. And
the hyper-specialization, I think, is what fuels it.
And like, what sucks is that you're going to have, what LeVar Ball has, they have the genetics, too. LeVar Ball is a Division I basketball player.
Yes.
I mean, wasn't very successful at Washington State, but he was.
Still a Division I basketball player.
His wife was a very successful, I think she was an athlete at USC?
Yes. I think she's a sprinter, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, genetically, very gifted family. The kids wanted more.
Yeah,
they gave
6'3", 6'5", and 6'6".
And then then LeVar went off the deep end with trying to start his own brand.
And then they realized that they needed to distance themselves from that.
But, and they did.
Yeah.
And they did. And guess what? What has happened to his sons? They're thriving.
Yeah.
They are all thriving. This is just gross.
Yes.
What we're seeing here.
It really is. And I hope that I wish nothing but best for the kids, but man,
I do too.
I look at this stuff and it genuinely irritates the hell out of me.
Priorities, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.